tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Vinegar and Water's from Godzilla.
Pussies. She's got one boob and it hangs in the middle. Ronnie don't suck it because his dick's too little. Okay, you're getting coddled. Hope you like it.
Can I just say I love this?
Say it.
I love this.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 2 of season 3. We call it 302. And my name is Terry Gile, and my co-host is Godzilla.
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 Over here in the Hizzy-zilla.
Welcome to the Friday episode. And normally we do a number-themed music, but we like to coddle our guests, as I mentioned earlier. And our guest is very coddleable.
Get your cods out.
Got my cod piece on. We got Jerry Murphy in the house.
Oh, welcome, Jerry Murphy. I'm going to hit you up with a pop quiz right away.
We'll stop singing and start bringing.
New math. New math. We're talking new math. There used to be a new math, but now there's a new math. What is nizzle plus sizzle?
Nizzle, sizzle.
Sidizzle.
Oh,
so
shit.
Close.
You were close.
I knew it. I didn't carry the one.
You didn't carry the one.
Okay, what's sizzle minus thrizzle?
Oh.
Jackson.
Thrizzle.
Oh, dude.
Thrizzle, yes.
That's right. Yeah. Two negative numbers, knock
what's
it out, it becomes
negative
a
negative thrizzle plus nizzle.
Then it's a negative.
Yeah. Oh, that's a trick question. It's an imaginary number.
Sizzle. Ah, dude.
Sizzling.
Godzilla. So Jerry thinks that Godzilla is the next monster coming back to Hollywood. I don't know why he thinks that. What's his name? Matthew Broderick pretty much knocked it out of the park in 1998, didn't he?
Remember that?
Matthew Broderick?
I think it was Foul.
Godzilla 88, 98.
He got called back. Yeah.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah. You know what the best part of that movie was?
Godzilla.
The footprints.
Zira.
When he's standing in the footprint, then you get, you really know how big he is because he's standing in the footprint.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the toe jam on that bastard?
When
the toe jam would be the size of your head. Could you imagine like pressing your head into like...
You could chew on that for like 6 months.
Oh, you could. Could you imagine just pressing your head in that stink though? It'd be like a memory foam pillow.
A Godzilla memory foam pillow.
That's what memory foam pillows are made out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That must be hard to harvest those.
I was going to buy a memory foam pillow, but I forgot.
Oh, dude! You need to take that one on stage.
I know.
Gun.
All right, are we cheers in number 2?
Oh, holy shit!
He's in the hizzle, which brings the Jagger zizzles.
Oh, Oh, my goodness.
And he plays Blue Oyster Cult, which was the first rock concert I ever saw.
Believe it or not, I knew a guy one time claimed Blue Oyster Cult is his favorite band. Isn't it amazing that the people that claim some of the favorite bands, because you would never think that somebody would claim Blue Oyster Cult.
I got a friend who claims REO Speedwagon is their number one favorite band.
Dude, I know a guy, his favorite number one band was Skid Row.
Zirragod.
Huh.
But man, yeah. That's
right up there with Poison rules on the wall. I mean, you know, why risk getting caught?
Oh, thank you for that, Godzilla.
No, man, that was...
Love it.
I haven't heard that for a while, and I've been watching a lot of Godzilla, the animated series from 1978 with my godson, who chooses to watch this.
Your Godzilla son?
Godzilla son. That's right.
I'm a Godzilla
father.
Shoots out those little smoke rings.
And Godzuki, too. Godzuki shoots out the smoke rings. He's the little...
That's what I'm saying.
Godzilla's the big one. It's Godzilla and Godzuki. And he's all clumsy and the circus noise starts.
I know.
It's weird.
He looks like a turd with a fucking tail.
There's a black guy and there's a kid and there's two scientists. But Godzilla, I guess, is coming back.
What about like Mega Piranha? What about that?
What the hell is that?
Well, history shows again and again.
Is that like a million piranhas?
No, this is Mega Piranha. Have you not seen this movie?
I've just seen Mega Piranha.
Yes, please.
The piranha bites a battleship in half.
What?
No, not a battleship. Sorry. An aircraft carrier.
Oh, a battleship is like one-third the size of a freaking aircraft carrier.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So that's
insane.
Well,
no, wait,
what?
What?
It's not a third. An aircraft carrier, or a battleship is four pegs, and an aircraft carrier is five pegs.
Wow.
On Battleship.
On the game Battleship.
Yeah,
five
so that, that's those are those are realistic scales.
Have you seen that game Battle Shots where it's like Battleship, but you have shots set up so you can really fuck somebody up?
Yeah, you play it Pong style, right?
Have you seen that movie called Battleship?
You know what?
No. Have you?
Yes.
No, but I heard it was one of the worst movies ever.
Oh, how could...
Well... First of all, Liam Neeson did not have a regulation cut.
Liam Neeson?
Or
are
what's
you dyslexic?
His name?
Liam Neeson.
That guy's
dyslexic,
always getting somebody
you
out
caught
of trouble.
Liam Neeson.
That guy around Hollywood, it is rumored that he has...
I said that on purpose.
He's dyslexic and he has a lisp.
It is rumored that...
I bet that on surface.
It is rumored that he has the biggest cock in Hollywood.
What?
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
Dirk Diggler has the biggest cock.
Who's that? Who's that one chick that he dated?
Liam Neeson?
Janice Dickinson. Right?
She's a porn star too, isn't she?
Right? I think so.
Janice Dickinson?
Yeah. But she dated him and she said Avian bottle.
What?
Like the 1 liter.
Is that
Avian bottle
size
like
cock?
1 liter.
It's not a Pringle can size cock.
That's what she said. That's the rumor that goes
around
Hollywood.
Not a big old can of biscuits. It's
so
like,
about the
fact,
size.
Like a roll of tuna cans.
Yeah, if you listen to the. If you listen to. One of Kevin Smith's podcasts, Hollywood Babylon, at the end, him and Ralph Garman read from this Tumblr site that was created on. Liam Neeson's cock is so big, and then you fill in the blank, and then you submit it, and they read from there, like, Liam Neeson's cock is so big, the plane crashed into it instead of the Twin Towers or something like that.
See, now you could maybe do something for the Gatch
that
game.
Is big.
People might not know this, but Liam Neeson's blank is larger than anyone's in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
His resume? His collection of films? His Academy Award collection? What could it
be? His movies are always like
his
taken.
Sword.
Why
know,
does he talk so
like
weird?
Saving somebody.
He talks so weird. You can't understand him sometimes.
Because he's like, I don't know, is it some like Scott or something?
Little
is he Scottish?
Hollywood Scottish.
I wonder what that shit was hanging out underneath his kilt on the
Scottish.
No, you're thinking of Lady Gaga. She had something hanging out in when
an elongated clitoris.
Yeah, when people thought she was a man for a while. Lady Gaga.
Quick quiz.
And then it came out that she was actually the guy from the Wonder Years.
Is it clitoris or clitoris?
It depends on how...
how you say it.
It depends on how lazy you feel like saying. If you want to be lazy and
now
you want
to
like...
Now, if you're Eminem, you say, how old do you have to be before you know what a woman's clitoris is?
If you're feeling like hula, and you could just say clitoris.
But then on Seinfeld, he was trying to remember that chick's name, and it rhymed with a... a part of the female anatomy, and it was Dolores.
That was fucking hilarious.
Like clitoris.
Because
Dolores.
you don't know the whole episode until he says it. And
he called her Mulva.
Oh,
he called her Mulva. He goes, "I love you too, Mulva." You don't know my name, do you, Jerry? Yes, I do. Mulva.
Sabia.
Sabia. Dude, if I ever have a daughter, that's what I'm going to name her. Sabia.
Sabia.
That's very Indie-ish sounding.
You guys were saying you want to talk about some sports? You got some football talk?
Sure.
I got some football talk after you guys are done.
All right.
I don't know
sports
anything about football.
Because you know what?
All
my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. And I think Obama's Hitler.
I thought it was Michael Jordan.
No, I'm Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr. said that.
He said, and if you watch Saturday Night Live, you got Jason Sudeikis doing Obama's Hitler. He goes, no, don't say that. No, he said, why would I want to watch Obama playing golf with Joe Biden? He's like, I wouldn't want to watch Hitler playing golf. And they're like, are you comparing Hitler to Obama? And he's like,
No, not at all.
I'm talking about golf here, you fucking idiots.
How did you associate that?
Oh, my God, a friend of golfing.
I've heard all black men are hung.
Yeah.
In the South.
Yep.
From a tree.
Yeah. And by saying nothing, Garth Brooks jumps over Hank Williams Jr.
How?
In popularity, because he did Hank Williams Jr.
I always thought the best Halloween costume
what about
would be
Chris Gaines?
Darth Brooks. And you got like this black 10-gallon Pringle on. It's like, I've got friends in low places.
You got friends in dark places.
I am your dealer.
In low places.
Howdy, ma'am.
Mama's in the graveyard. Papa's in the pen.
You're Sorry. Talking about Chris Gaines, man. What a joke.
Dude, did you see the Saturday Night Live where Garth Brooks was... There was one funny skit
the
where
devil.
Will Ferrell... Yes.
And wrapping up football.
Oh, wait. What happened to football? Yeah. Thanks. Dun, 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 dun.
How about this song?
Do, 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 do.
What they're going to want to do right here is they're going to want to get over that goal line. Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
I'm going to say that the team that gets the ball across the goal line as many times as they can, more than the other team, is definitely going to win the game
tonight.
Thank
you, John Madden.
Thank you.
You know, I got some sports stuff right
now
here.
Now to Dan Fouts.
You know, Jeff Garcia, his nickname was the San Francisco Treat.
Oh,
what is he, a fucking noodle-roni?
Ding, ding.
Rice-a-roni. What's
you know,
name?
It is the San Francisco Treat. Rice-a-roni is, though.
Yeah, if you're riding
if
on
you
a trolley
on,
car with a bunch of
fags. If you look on the box, it's made in Chicago, Illinois.
What?
Wiki, wiki. No, but here's some... You got the sports, really?
Yeah, do it. You guys say you got to have a sports story first. What's happening in sports?
Oh, well, I would have had a San Francisco.
Oh, wait,
story.
He's going to the fucking see Raiders this weekend. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, I love the Raiders.
I know.
And he's going to Alcatraz.
That's why I shared.
He should have been
cool,
dead
man.
On a
and
Sunday
then you're like,
morning going
yawn.
To Alcatraz.
No, I wasn't yawn.
What was it?
No, I was writing down San Fran.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I had a note that I wanted to remember.
Okay,
for this story
you're such a Raiders
up.
Fan.
But
who are they playing
up?
This weekend? I can't remember either.
They're playing. I just circled them and picked them today. I won't remember it. But anyway,
sports.
No, San Francisco has outlawed public nudity.
What? Oh, dude.
Yeah.
For everyone?
For everyone.
So a chick can't even run down Haight Ashbury with her nipples out?
No, they can't. As they said.
With her nipples.
Yeah, for a while they had it to where.
She can
ask,
have her hairy armpits just flying in the wind.
Yeah, right.
But
ask,
no nipples. No, no, no.
They ask people to put a towel down when they would sit down on public seating when they're naked. They ask that.
Well, I could get some crotch leakage, I could imagine. Yeah,
why can't they just go around with like some personal little spritzer, you know, a little Lysol or whatever?
I don't know. Why do you got to run around naked?
Why can't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm
that
not.
That is a
like,
better question.
Now,
I'm not
think
against
back
it.
To a guest from last season, Mr.
You know, yeah, how
Yo
many,
Word Al Minta.
Yeah, for sure.
He likes to mow his lawn naked. He doesn't care if he gets hit in the nutsack with a rock, yo.
How many items of clothing is Old Navy going to sell if everybody's running around naked now? Come on.
His neighbor, neighbor sees him and he's
Why
like...
Why not just have your underwear on or something?
So he sees that his neighbor's mowing the lawn, right? And he says, hey,
but
neighbor...
But it ceases to be underwear if there's nothing on top of it.
And he says, hey, neighbor, mowing your lawn. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Yeah, we had
my
a guess.
My goodness.
You're completely naked. And he's like, I just mow my lawn naked, yo, because I know...
That's not safe at all.
I said, don't you worry about getting hit like by a rock in your ball sack, and he goes, yo, I could worry about getting hit by a bus crossing the street. I don't fucking play that shit.
I was looking to move to Australia for a while.
But his kid and his ex talked him into staying for the family.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he loves his daughter and wants to be close to his daughter.
He wanted to surf, though.
But yeah,
Oregon waves aren't as good as Australia.
But yeah.
But there's more sharks in Australia.
Yeah, for sure.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Sometimes you just want to run away, though.
Okay, so are you guys fans of the Kansas City Chiefs?
No.
No. Fuck no.
Good. That works perfect for my story from
when I went to Oakland, they sold a shirt.
And they can't
there.
All be Chiefs.
I saw Oakland
play
the
Chiefs.
Oh, I could
see how you would be upset, Dustin, Chiefs.
But they sold a shirt that said FUKC on it.
Oh.
And so it looked like it said fuck, but it said FUKC and the KC was in red.
That means
clever.
Fuck you, Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay, well,
I call him KFC.
A dude in Missouri died, right?
That's where Al's from.
And how is this going to lead to Florida? Because I know it is.
Florida? No, it doesn't have anything. Right. We're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is he from Joplin?
A Missouri obituary lists the disappointment caused by the Kansas City Chiefs as a contributing factor to the man's death. Is that fucking awesome or what?
Well, they do only have one win this year.
I know. They're 1-9. They're 1-9.
Yeah. And so are they going to sue the Kansas City team, or what are they going to do?
No, but
the owner recently died like the last 3 years, and he was
the daughter and her family decided to include the jab at her father's favorite team in his obituary in the Kansas City Star following his death, and they said that complications from Missouri and heartbreaking disappointment caused by the Kansas City Chiefs. It says in the obituary, and that. He'd be laughing and crying at the same time in heaven looking down. And on the same day, they lost 28-6 to the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's crazy.
That the obituary was in the thing. So and they're currently 1-9. So the Chiefs not doing too good.
Like
in the
1-10. They're in the same 1-10
now.
Of the Raiders.
Yeah, this was from November 19th.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but this is like...
Oh, my bad, I have friends. Well, except for one are coming over tonight.
He died because the Chiefs lost. God
damn it. I'm not a big Chiefs fan.
Well, I don't think anybody... Well, this guy was, but he died because of it.
There were once a great team.
Were
not
they?
So much now.
Since your
partake. Yeah, they won their...
I do everything.
I'm going to...
Their owner... Their owner was a big contributor into creating the NFL.
Shit.
Dude, I need some batteries for my camera.
Okay.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette and a bowl and drank a shot at the same time?
I don't know.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Everybody has.
You're about to.
Only for an octopus.
Hey,
how many hands you got?
I've been called a pussy before, but never an octopus. You're eight times the pussy as I am.
I like that.
Think about if you really needed another hole in your head, you know, you say, like, I need another hole in my head. If you did have another hole in your head, wouldn't you need a mucous membrane? Because every hole in your head has a mucous membrane,
it has
membrane,
to keep
right?
out all the nasty
gunshot
shit so you don't get
holes.
An infection.
Dick holes don't count.
Oh.
All right.
Dick holes?
You guys will probably
Did you see the size of Neil's dick hole?
You should see the snot that my dick hole fucking blows out.
I should not.
Especially when you pepper spray that bad boy.
Jägermeister and podcasts do not mix, kids. I'm going to be talking like a fucking retard before.
Hey-oh.
But that's okay, because that's what we're here for, to have fun.
It's been kind of chilly outside lately. But
dude, I've been burning up all my wood.
What?
All my morning wood is burnt up.
Yeah, in the morning you got to burn the wood.
And wood's expensive, and it's been like last night. It was 33 degrees, feels like 29. Relative humidity of 99% with a dew point at 33 degrees, which means it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
That's
have you guys
means.
Ever...
Roughly translated.
Have you guys ever seen a tree?
No.
Have you ever owned a tree?
Have you ever touched a tree?
I've cut down trees and touched trees.
Yes.
Okay, so this is from my understanding. I recently talked to someone, and they said that you need a license to, like, remove stuff from the forest.
That's true.
Yeah.
You need a permit.
Especially if it's running on four legs.
No,
like trees. You need a permit to remove stuff from the
forest.
That's
true, trees. Too. You can't even, like, take rocks and shit.
Like, BLM.
Unless you can prove that you're going to use it for a tribal ceremony.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so what are you using?
So you're a druid? What?
No, I'm saying, like, for
he's an Indian, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, why, like, can't an Indian be a druid?
An Indian could be. But what
call
I'm saying
it a Druian.
Is, what I'm saying is, Terry likes, he needs, he said wood's expensive.
Oh, it is. I cut down
and
my
so
own trees
I'm,
on my own land, though.
And I'm saying, you know, if we went to a forest and I was with him, we could just pick up logs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there is places
that,
you can
I'm
do
sure,
that. Yeah.
I'm sure many people like pick up stuff out of the forest that, because I just learned of this law, just like.
But what kind of.
Yeah, but
you
can
like,
get
you
a
just don't
permit and you can get down trees and stuff. You just can't go falling trees on your
sure,
own.
Sure, but you could go and pick up branches and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
But what if you said, what kind of a Indian ritual would you have that you would
you
need?
You just burn up the evidence.
Oh, a sweat lodge.
Huh?
A sweat lodge.
You're going to build one?
No, I would be burning the wood in the sweat lodge.
Oh.
Even though that's not really how they operate, but most people probably don't know.
What about a sweat shop? Do Indians get to burn little
well,
kids
well, you
got to
burn something, right? Because you got to make the logs, the rocks hot, so you have to burn
I
the
harvest
logs.
Trees off my own property, and Jesus Christ.
No man. Shit. Yeah, I was running a little lean.
Do you think you should be, like, talking and laughing while you're running the chainsaw?
Dude, I'm a professional.
Okay.
I only cut the chain off my
do you
wall.
Have a permit?
No, I don't need one.
Oh.
I'm American. I need a fucking permit. No, but
is
what
that,
I do.
Is that American?
Fill it up with premium.
Yeah, no A on there.
I'm instead
American.
Of, because I don't even know what to say, which is politically correct. I don't know if Native American is, because I believe anyone born in America is a Native American.
Timber!
Right? Yeah, ever since they got the label American.
Yeah.
So...
So, but
indigenous,
and like,
oh shit, look out.
Indian, I guess, you know, I don't know, if, because there's the Indians over from India. Right?
Well, that was
so
the whole
like
idea, was they thought they were in the Indies. That's
yeah,
it.
For sure, yeah. But, I
but,
mean,
but
so,
again, it,
so some people could be offended by that, so I don't, you know.
Fuck people.
So, no, but what this I'm saying is I'm going to be American Indian.
American. Like,
apostrophe American.
Yeah.
American.
American! Indian! Fuck yeah! Not no fucking Canadian Indian, no, sir.
I'm not
I
A-American.
Nothing against
I know Mexican
I,
Indian.
I know
I'm
Canadian.
American Indian.
I'm A-American.
Canadian Indian.
Huh?
What's that?
I know a Canadian Indian.
Who,
well,
Adrian Bacon Farrell?
I'm saying, it's all a bunch of labels, man. That,
for sure, for sure.
It's,
it doesn't even matter. As far as, like, whether or not you, you know, I mean, obviously. But what I'm saying is... If you need wood, I could go in there and I could just say, hey, let's fill up your truck, put it on my permit. Because what I want to do is I want to go and make pine cone people. When's the best time to go and pick pine cones?
I don't know.
Would it be in the spring or the fall? Because you want some good hard ones.
I think you pick them. I think you pick them up. You don't pick
well,
them.
Do you
yeah,
want,
you pick them up.
Do you want them seeded or unseeded? Cause
no, I want to make
the
crafts
little critters,
out of them.
They go and they get all the seeds out of them. And they just leave the shells behind or whatever, the cone.
So what's the best time to collect them in a craft
sense
purpose?
Do you want, I don't know. I'm just saying these are questions you need to ask yourself or somebody else that's knowledgeable.
Somebody ask yourself.
Do you want green ones?
Well,
you, you know,
obviously, I'm not knowledgeable if I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
Do
you think spring, like when they're firm and hard and just have fallen because it fall, right? And or the
they,
fall
no,
when
they don't
like
fall
soggy.
In spring.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, some fall in the spring.
I don't know much about pine cones.
If
I don't
the tree
know much falls,
about
the cones
bones.
Come down with it, I guarantee.
Well, you don't have to... yeah.
No. But I want to put googly eyes on them.
Googly eyes?
Did,
googly
can
eyes
I just throw this in there? Because it's been bothering me lately.
Okay,
here come. How come there's no freaking cowbells in country music?
You would think so, because the cows wear the cowbells around their neck, and that's related to cow... You think they'd have dancing cows in the background?
That's how stupid country singers are.
They'd just be shaking around the cow's neck in the background on some Big and Rich hit.
Big and Rich.
Hey, John Rich is a big player in country music. I don't care what anybody says. He was on Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right.
He pulled in a lot of money from a lot of people. He's powerful.
What does that even mean?
He's a big-time producer over there, even before the Big and Rich days.
Well, is the rich guy rich, or is it just Big that's rich?
No, the one guy's name is Big, and the other guy is John Rich.
I know. And you said,
is that his legal name, though, Big?
No, John Rich is so small, probably, that the other guy is just Big.
Gotcha.
Big Jim! That reminds me of my Big and Loud podcast, Big Jim Willig.
That guy's a big player. Should not be confused.
No.
That guy, I mean, he could spread your word. If he wanted to destroy your name in country music, he would probably do it. He could probably do
really?
It.
Really?
He probably could.
I don't know.
If he wanted to take down Hank Williams Jr., if he wanted to take down Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall is a big-time player in the country music
scene.
Dude,
what movie was that?
You know what Arsenio Hall said one negative thing about?
He lost his dog. He lost Eddie Murphy.
He fell off the map for 15 years. I swear, I've seen that episode with Arsenio Hall, and he said one negative thing about Eddie Murphy, and it's like,
I saw Eddie Murphy
for 15 years. Oh, yeah.
But I just saw a recent Eddie Murphy special. It wasn't like a roast, but it was like a celebration of Eddie Murphy on some show. And it had had Arsenio on there. And they were buddies, I guess. So now their little squabble must be over.
He's done making him pay.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's one of them dudes that it has one look, you know, like Ice-T or...
Yeah, but he's got different vehicles that he uses for movies, you know, like he's got the kids movies, and he's got the multi-role movies, and he's got the kick-ass movies from back in the day that he doesn't really do anymore.
Same with Steve Martin, man. I mean, I'll give Father of the Bride, like, even though I only watched it once.
Roxanne's the best movie ever made. Yeah.
Man with Two Brains.
But The Man with Two Brains, like Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Even The Jerk, man.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
The Jerk. Even Roxanne and fucking...
There's another one right in there. Right on the tip
Roxanne
of your tongue.
Was different because his ears were a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His ears.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
There's a lot of great movies like in those 80s days when he was really doing that kind of stuff. I know there's another one I'm missing in there.
I know.
I was waiting for it the other night on some UFO thing, and the dude was like serious.
Wow.
I mean, real serious, like sweat on the brow and shaking.
Does he believe?
Smoking a cigarette. Hell
and
yes.
He was shaking.
So he's a blues
Eddie
brother.
Eddie Murphy's drinking.
Eddie Money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Can you imagine Eddie Money?
All right. I want to know if either one of you guys ever in the entirety listened to the Eddie Murphy musicals CD tape.
Yeah. Only the one song, Party All the Time, Party All the Time, Party All the Time.
Yes. Do you remember the rest of them?
No, just the single.
I think I own the tape. I was pretty young at the time, but I think I, you know, because probably Raw was probably pretty raw for me at the time.
Dude,
Raw
was
like 84.
Awesome.
Raw was 84. I was 8.
And Delirious, dude. Delirious.
In stereo.
Ba-yah!
Was it? No, yeah.
Mr. T.
Leather pants,
that's the one
man.
I'm
going to squish on my butt
Delirious
and cut your dick off.
Delirious came out, I was like 8, but it was like, you know, I mean, I could sneak listens to it at that time, you know. I wasn't like, I couldn't go and buy it or you know. But I could listen to it over
I learned a lot of my foul terms and a lot of my nasty talking from those and just the funny things like Wonder Bread and I Got Some Ice Cream and McDonald's and all those little things from the Eddie Murphy.
But the Raw was... Or Eddie Murphy was awesome at the time, but it's a Richard Pryor But Richard Pryor was like, you know,
well, that's what I was going to
the next shelf up, you get your Richard Pryor.
But he was on the way down because he was, you know, catching himself on fire and fucking rebase addict, and
then James Hetfield trying it.
Who was funnier to you at the peak of their career? Who was funnier to you, Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor? Stand up wise.
Richard Pryor.
Sure. What about movie-wise?
Richard Pryor.
I don't think Richard Pryor had enough movies.
Stir Crazy. That was so
he had like six movies
funny,
with Gene Wilder, though.
I know, but then you got movies
Silver
with
Streak.
You got 40.
We bad.
And I know you guys might think that these aren't that great of movies, but at the time when they came out, like 48 Hours, Trading Places, That's probably it.
That's true, well, but they were more hours, produced, if right? you will. They weren't as raw.
Right.
You got Golden Child and that
they
other
weren't
one
as
that came
edgy
out around then that were
whatever
they were
all Herbie Hancock
before the Clumps.
Yeah.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Beverly
banana
Hills Cop
and the tailpipe.
Those were pretty big.
Yeah,
they were.
But then you got Pryor with his Gene Wilder movies and his Brewster's Millions and the toy.
The toy, dude. That's
toy.
The
we
best.
Just talked
yeah,
about
we were
that
just
on
talking
Wednesday.
About that last. I think yeah. that. Because I've seen the Christmas...
Jack Brown?
Jackie
because
Gleason.
Jack Brown?
What?
Master Bates.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen... Because
it's been
I've
too
seen
long
Christmas
since I've seen
stories
it.
So many times now, I think I would prefer to watch the toy as a Christmas
okay.
tradition.
Okay, who's the crazier?
Fucking Richard Pryor.
You gotta go Richard Pryor.
Dude, he caught himself on
How
fire.
How about Robin
now?
Williams? That dude's out there, dude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, really.
No.
If you knew, yes. In no. the '70s, late '70s, early '80s, Robin Williams, watch some of his stand up. He's so fucking coked out that you can't even.
Oh, hold on. He's doing 50 characters at the same time.
He's also out there, man. Like,
But I think that Richard Pryor was more out there than Eddie Murphy. Not out there.
Oh, for
what,
sure.
What was your question?
For sure, who's
not out
well?
There.
No, you ask who is crazier.
Crazier, definitely Richard Pryor, because he was. You know, Eddie Murphy yeah. wasn't a big drug addict ever. I don't believe he ever had any problem with drugs. He picked up trannies or some weird thing.
Well,
that he got busted for. Remember
shot,
that? Remember when that?
You're
happened?
Not weird till you get busted for being weird.
Exactly.
Let's get that
he
straight
was
right
the
now.
One that shot the that made it possible for a comedian to be a rock star.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
He wasn't
no,
a rock star.
No, but he going to that level that he had all the groupies, though, and everything, right?
And entourage and everything.
And he was the big yeah. one that was selling out, like, those huge-ass, like, 50,000-seat auditoriums
and shit,
you know?
Who's the white dude that died lately
you know?
From cancer with, you know, Dirty Dancing?
Swayze.
Oh,
Swayze. She's like the wind through my trees. That was awesome.
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
And that came out about the same time as Eddie Murphy's deal came. I know I changed gears. I switched.
You know, a lot of people get busted. You're talking about getting busted for shit.
No, I'm talking about having a trying to be a rock star. We had the one single deal.
He wasn't no rock star.
No, you don't remember that tune?
Which one?
She's
Which
like one? The wind.
She's like the wind
on
my
Swayze.
Trees.
Well,
Patrick
you got that.
Swayze.
That tried to happen all the time with, like, David Cassidy, who was, like, an actor on some, and Rick Springfield.
But Sean Cassidy, come on, baby, baby, do the look.
And the do-run-run-run, the do-run-run.
Sold a lot of posters.
You guys ever fucked in a taxi?
No.
No. No, no.
I love
I've been it. Fucked by a taxi several times.
I love Segways. I got fucked by a tranny in Portland one time. The what? Transmission in my car.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah. There's a story about a taxi driver in Singapore. There was a couple that was fucking in his taxi cab, and he did not approve of it. And,
That consiste?
No, wait, this is the wrong story.
There was a scene of fucking in the taxi on the league. You'll get there.
I'm watching that for sure. I love watching that, but I've
it is a scene you will not forget.
I won't ever forget it.
No.
What
you
season?
Should watch
what
the
season is it on?
Two.
Okay, this was actually in Dubai. I got my stories fucked up. It wasn't Singapore. You know where Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates?
No.
Mm-mm.
Well,
but I doubt we have any downloads there.
An Irishman and a British woman were accused of having sex in the back of this dude's taxi. They've been sentenced to 3 months in jail, and they're deported.
How do you... What?
They got deported because that's what the charges... That's what their sentence was for having sex in a cab.
What was it?
So they're going to detain him.
No, they're going to keep him in jail for 3 months, and then out of the country you go.
Oh, they're going to export
well,
him?
That's just over the top. Why don't they just get
exile.
Him out of the country?
So please, you guys...
They could come to Eugene.
You know, that would
be
awesome
in
if
Eugene.
You could just... Hey, we don't have any money to get home. Let's fuck in the back of this taxi, and we got a plane right out of here.
So you're saying that you're saying that the guy is going to let them ride for free because they don't have any money if he gets to watch them have sex in the rear view
mirror.
No,
apparently he was
offended.
Oh, he
didn't like it, dude. He called the cops on him. And,
well, that guy's dumb.
He is dumb. It would have been taxi cab confession.
Extra.
But see, and then they pled not guilty to this charge, and there was DNA tests that had traces of their in the taxi cab.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's why
they brought in the forensics team.
Yep.
That's why you always make her cream pie it out.
Dude, then it would definitely be.
The driver of the taxi cab said the woman was moaning for 2 minutes and making sounds of a woman having sex.
See what happens when you bring the Jaeger.
And so he called the police immediately. And the next thing you know, you bring Jaeger to the podcast and we're fucking in the back of a
it's
taxi
not that
cab.
Much Jaeger, and I bring it every time. It's the same.
Oh, I know.
I know, but we never drink on the air except for when Jerry Murphy comes.
I enjoy it.
But listeners, it's not enough.
It's not enough. See, so, it made me lose my total train of thought.
Well,
yes, it was the Jaeger.
It's all Jerry's fault.
It was the Jaeger, folks.
I got
stay away from that.
I got something to talk about right
there's
here.
There's a grammar something to talk
you
about.
Know, I mean, what's up with this? What is in that cup?
That's what I've been wondering.
What cup?
The jockstrap cup.
What?
Is that what you know? Yeah, what is in the cup?
Okay.
Your balls and
I'm
your
talking
penis,
about,
right?
No, okay.
Okay, you got the X Factor. You got American Idol. You
what
got the boys.
What's this have to do with the cup?
Every one of them's got a cup in front of them, the product placement cup. With
the Stanley
cup? It says Pepsi on it, or it says Coca-Cola on it, or it says Starbucks, or it says Snapple, or whatever.
That's
what's really in the cup?
Whatever they want.
You see them lifting the cup, and there's never like a little bit of wetness. They always like wiping their lips or something, like I just had a nice refreshing drink of something.
Well, it's probably whatever they want in there, right? It just
okay,
product what, placement.
Okay,
of
what's
the label.
In Simon's cup?
What's in Simon's
two
cup?
Two girls.
You mean the product
think,
of
do you think
one
he's a,
girl shared by two girls?
What two girls, one cup.
Are you asking me if I think
that's
that
right
Simon Cowell...
That's right up there with
Cowell,
Human Centipede, dude. That's nasty.
Do I think that...
I've never seen it.
That Simon Cowell drinks on the air?
What's in that cup?
Do you think he's getting wasted?
I think they're drinking whatever's on the cup, to be honest.
Really?
I do. I think that they pay him well enough that they'll drink Pepsi if it says Pepsi on American
Idol.
Yeah,
they probably don't even question it. They're just like, eh, whatever.
Is it Coke for The Voice and Pepsi for American Idol, or what is it?
Starbucks on The Voice, I believe. It's,
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it's Coca-Cola on American Idol, and it's Snapple on America's Got Talent.
Dude, Snapple? Dude, you're watching,
which if you're
watching too much of these
if
shows.
If you bring
and
you it up,
Snapple!
That's the number three drink on the planet, by the way.
It's all Coke or Pepsi, man. Break it down.
Are you sure?
Break it down.
Yeah. Pretty
you want
much,
me to break
yes.
out the cardboard?
What about Mountain Dew?
That's made by Coke.
Snapple is?
I mean, I'm sorry. Mountain Dew is made by Pepsi, right? Look at the label on there. Mellow Yellow's Coke. Whatever. Yeah. I'm
some
done plugging
are
Coke.
Distributed by both, though, aren't they?
We're not plugged
know,
by
man.
Any of those people.
As long as we're consuming, it doesn't matter.
Do you believe that Pepsi or Coke need to advertise?
No.
But why do they spend multi-millions? You know, we talked about that on
they spend billions
Budweiser. Does Coors Light need to advertise? Do you think if they went a month without advertising that they would lose any business? But people forget. What's that one beer? What's that one beer we used to drink where
here's
the mountains turn blue?
Here's a different angle, okay?
I haven't seen the commercial for so long. I can't remember the
There's
name.
There's a lot of people out of work right now. We need those very creative people to make these fucking stupid commercials.
No, this is... Okay, this is my... That's a very good point. But this is what I'm saying.
Because drinking a beer has a lot to do with the train coming out of a tunnel.
This is what I'm saying, right? Let's say $250 million is spent by both Coke and Pepsi to push their ad right now.
Okay.
A month. Let's just hypothetically,
easy, yes.
Right?
That's probably close to the truth.
Yeah, $3 billion a year. So let's say Coke takes 6 months off.
They lost.
Do you think
it's like an arms race?
No, but do you think Pepsi would overtake Coke that much? How much how many customers would go from Coke to Pepsi in those 6 months if Coke just stopped advertising altogether and Pepsi kept on advertising?
I don't know.
What do you think if Gangnam Style stopped advertising? Would they still be the number one hit in the fucking dubstep?
Gangnam Style!
You know Gangnam Style?
No.
Check it out.
Yes, this is like this oriental dude that's...
Dude, we're going to get sued. did you see the South Park where they're all dressed up as Gangnam Style and fucking...
It was just
Still don't even know what the fuck Gangnam Style
Jimmy
is.
It was Jimmy Vollmer.
A Gangnam Style. That's the only lyric in the song, right?
Well, it's in a different it's in a different language, I believe.
Yeah, it's freaking.
But he says Gangnam Style, doesn't he?
Yeah, but
or is that just what it sounds like?
It's the new Macarena. It's fucking stupid.
Are you sure?
No, that's line dancing. No, sure this is different.
Yeah, this isn't techno music.
What'd you dress up as on a Halloween, Jerry?
I went as Jerry the Clown.
Clint Eastwood.
Jerry the Clown? You were a clown?
Jerry.
Yes.
Clown.
I didn't dress as anything.
What's the first, if you were to be taught by a clown, what would be the first lesson you'd learn?
I guess how to attach your nose so it didn't look all silly.
Nope. I know a clown, and I asked him what it would be the first thing he taught me, and he said how to put your makeup on.
Wow.
Because you can't make your face look like Bozo the Clown because that's trademarked.
I beg to differ. I have seen some freaking Bozo looking motherfuckers.
You couldn't look exactly like the official Bozo the Clown.
Well, you could because it's that would be some sort of infringement. Yeah. You'd have to be like 20% different looking.
Have you thought about that? Because you're a graphical artist, right? Maybe you could like design people's clown faces.
I think clowns take that real personally. It's like KISS members. I'm going to be this.
But you could do a turnkey.
That would be a total sellout for a clown as they design my clown face.
You could do turnkey clown costumes, though, paint faces, though. You could be like, here's your designed face, you know, $75,000. Here it includes a face and a costume.
You know, there is a clown school, and there's an actual clown card that you
get. There's a clown college.
Yeah.
Steve went to a bona fide clown,
man. Certifiable.
I saw the commercials.
I went to bartending school.
I saw the commercial. He's like, what are you doing with your life? He's like,
I got a certificate in mixology.
Didn't you guys see it? He's like, you're just sitting on the couch watching TV. Well, you could come to clown college. He goes, what are you doing with your life? He goes, you're sitting here every day watching TV and watching me on the commercial. Get your life together. Go to clown college. Mm-hmm. Make something of yourself. You haven't seen that commercial?
I vaguely remember it.
It wasn't really for clown college. I was dying. I was lying. And
I thought it was like back in the 90s or something.
No, online colleges. And dude with the goatee, the black dude. He looks like Hootie and the Blowfish dude.
Some video game thing or something.
He's like, what are you doing?
That's just Hootie.
He's like, you're sitting on your couch. He goes, you're watching TV all day anyway.
Yeah.
He goes, pick up the phone and call and be in the college. Cause,
you know,
blow on some balloons. Man,
I filled out because I wanted some more information. I went to the Phoenix online site, right? And I thought, well, I'll order information. I figure they'll send me a brochure, right? Right. So I start getting these messages because I don't pick up weird, strange numbers, right? And I start getting these messages. Hi, this is so-and-so from Phoenix. From Phoenix Online.
Whoa,
we just wanted to get in touch with you and talked about your curriculum and your studies and... I was like, holy shit,
we'll
man.
We'll teach you how to contort yourself so you can get as many as you can in a car.
That's a weird thing.
Well, it wasn't a clown college. It was Phoenix Online. They do all sorts of things.
But they probably have a clown major.
They might, yeah.
You guys got like a
clown
program?
To
no. Click. Bzzz.
I think you could just go to a cheaper trade school if you wanted to go to clown college. So I went to
school, dude. Like, what's your little bag of tools, right?
I went to the bartending academy. It was 2 weeks long. All you did was mix colored water according to recipes.
And so what did you get? Did you get a
certificate
of
mixology.
So you're a mixologist.
Mm-hmm. Certified.
So why don't you do some DJ gigs?
No shit, man.
What's that mean?
Scratch that vinyl, man.
Wiki, wiki, woo!
You know, mixologist.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about?
A little sampling.
Back it up.
I can't mix paint either.
Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
I want to be the kind of DJ that like that just makes
Liam Neeson.
I want to be the kind of DJ that just makes a playlist once and then plays that over and over for every game.
Oh, like everybody else.
Yeah.
And what's the point of why don't they just get a mono headphone
What's the point of fucking...
Monophone?
Yeah, it's like, I just hold it to my head with... Why even have, you know, why don't they, you know, yeah, why don't they just have like
the
old telephones, you know, with just one piece? Why don't you just have one piece? Why even mess with
this? Because sometimes you go like this.
Oh.
Just ask fucking J.D. Monroe, the turntable enabler. I know you guys aren't feeling sad or anything, but.
No, because you have,
Hey.
I was just one.
You have the
two,
one.
No way.
You have the
five.
Left, you have the left
seven,
turntable going into the right ear.
11
and the
fucking
right
clowns just got out of that car.
The left ear, and so you're like, wank, wank, a wicka. You want to get this one going, and then you want to go get this one going,
and you get that third turntable going. It's like, what the hell just happened there?
I know. You want to be,
Liam Neeson, man, if he was turning the fucking...
Never trust a DJ without both his hands on the records.
I wish I had some more alcohol. You know, when you're trying to get a job and all you can do is drink alcohol, how effed is that?
I know, it's terrible.
Now you're drinking...
I have to do legal things like drink alcohol.
That's not so
copious
bad.
Amounts of alcohol.
I almost thought you were going to say cocaine. Because we talked about a story about a dude who gave out coke accidentally on Halloween to kids.
How the hell do you accidentally give out
That's
coke?
That's what I'm saying. He said he had some candy in one pocket and some coke in the other, and he accidentally reached in the wrong pocket and gave the kids some coke. Their dad just happened to be an off-duty police
candy,
officer.
Mouth candy, nose candy.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, whoops.
And all he got was community service.
These kids are like, fuck Halloween, what?
No, luckily they took it home to show their dad what they got. But
and dad's like, let me see that.
That's right.
Hey, what happened to that bag of sugar? Dad threw that out.
Did you just say sugar?
Sugar.
What'd you dress up for?
Honey.
What'd you dress up for as?
He said, Jerry, the clown.
No, on Hall on Thanksgiving.
I dressed up as a pilgrim.
I pretended like I was someone
like
who was employed.
Like a John Wayne pilgrim?
I was a Mayflower descendant from a pilgrim.
Do you know where did the turkey come from in Thanksgiving?
Did you know?
Well,
that
the turkey's not indigenous, so I don't know where the hell it came from.
No, they used to eat shrimp and different stuff for the first few Thanksgiving.
Turkeys did?
It was not turkey, no.
Yeah.
The pilgrims.
Turkeys aren't indigenous to North America.
What's indigenous even mean?
It like that originated from...
Yeah.
Indubitably.
Yeah, if you brought a kangaroo over, it'd be indigenous species.
It would not be.
A neighbor of the podcast had. Neighbor of the podcast had a kangaroo for several years, apparently.
I ate a kangaroo.
But that kangaroo was not indigenous.
And it was good. You know, McDonald's
household.
Used to grind up kangaroo and put them in their hamburgers.
What?
No, McRibs.
They used to say. No, they'd say Hoppin' McHamburgers, and you never see that commercial anymore, do you?
Dude, what is.
You remember?
What is the McRib? It's just. Are there really bones in there? Because they make it look like there's like
it's
all the
like
bristle
Burger
there.
King's freaking grill marks.
Yeah.
It's like airbrushed on there. Psst, 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 grill marks.
But it makes it look like so you're like eating a piece of bone, or it just makes me think like I'm
there's
gonna
a couple
gristle
spots in there that makes you think that it
it's,
might be
I
the
just
real
wonder
rib.
How many people's intelligence.
Well, that's not good though. I don't want to bite into the gristle.
Offend. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't like
saying.
McDonald's
I
burgers.
I can smell what you're cooking.
I haven't eaten a McDonald's burger in probably
Do you smell what Murphy
years.
Is cooking?
It'll last longer.
I got a biscuit in my fridge almost 4 years old, so.
KFC. Oh, did you guys
Dude,
see?
Dude, I'm telling you, know the Twinkie thingy?
Yeah, Twinkie thingy. It was a farce.
I was cleaning my, okay, farce or no farce, it's a segue.
Yes, for sure. I was going to talk about Twinkies.
I got a Twinkie thing.
Okay, so I was cleaning out my friend's basement. When I was in Vancouver, Washington, living with him while I was working up there. He's let me live in the basement. And so I thought I'd do a nice thing. I'm cleaning out the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I come across this Twinkie. I'm like, God damn, that's got to be old, right?
Oh, so, they don't age.
Boom, right? Throw it away. He comes
you
down.
Threw it away.
Murphy, where the fuck is my Twinkie?
Where's my Twinkie?
I said, dude, that thing was like 10 years old. He goes, exactly. I had it since I was a senior in high school.
Experiment.
What'd you do with that? I said, I threw it away. He said, no, you didn't.
What
no, don't you tell me you threw that away. I said, I threw it away, man. It was
Did
old.
You get it?
He just asked you not to tell
I
him.
I was saying.
Don't tell
I was going to. hold on to that forever, see
don't
how long
tell
it
me.
Lasted, you know? And he was pissed off for real pissed off.
I'm pissed off for him right now. Couldn't you get out of the garbage that you fucking threw it into?
No, because
that's bullshit.
I thought I was
dude.
Doing a favor, man.
I just had to do some cleaning out of my soul and my fucking car wash today, as you know, because you were by last night as
does
we were
car
trying
wash
to,
your soul?
It is part of my soul is kept inside that car wash, and a lot of it, my fucking soul is waterlogged right now, mm-hmm. along with a lot of my fucking personal belongings, which were like.
I have a car wash.
Important to me. Though. And I felt a hoarder's moment. But if I would have had a Twinkie, I would have been pissed too if you would have thrown it away. Because that was. How old is the dude? 30?
He's the same age as we are, dude.
Well, fuck. Then he had it for 20 years. 20 fucking years.
Well, I threw it away 10 years ago. And he was pissed. Yeah. Oh,
just think how pissed he is right now.
Well, I'm not going to remind him.
My friend has a hat, a San Diego Chargers hat, that is 42 years old.
That ain't shit.
I got a can of Skull from 1973.
This is 1970 he bought this hat, and the funny thing is it's corduroy, and I'm pretty sure that was like the first year corduroy came
fuck
out.
Fuck yeah.
I've got some shit, not shit literally, but some figurative shit that is like 42 years old that I got when I was two.
What is it?
Just whatever, some stuff.
Oh, okay.
I found it in my attic as I moved back to my childhood home, so I'm just trying to one-up him. I got some shit that's 41 years old.
Nice.
Hey, before it gets all crazy and weird like it's been getting because we've been drinking.
I'm sorry.
We're going to do some celebrity birthdays. And this is for Dustin because he does this other thing called the Zappa Tag Cast with me. I don't know if you've ever listened to it, Jerry, because you're...
I like Zappa, dude. I have...
But you don't listen to our podcast because you're not a true friend.
Oh, my God.
But you're, but you're a guest on the show. And you're a great supporter of a few things that he brings Mountain Dew with real sugar. Thank you. I'll take that.
That's right.
Now he's my friend again. Anyway, on the Zappacast, we talked about Shuggy Otis, who my parents
Shuggy
had an
Otis,
album.
Man.
You remember
I know
Shuggy?
That guy, dude.
Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Fucking Shuggy, dude.
Shuggy, happy birthday, dude. He's 59 today.
I remember the first time I met Shuggy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the story.
We were playing some pool.
Really?
Over there in St. Louis, me and Shuggy.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Shuggy Otis. He played guitar on the Hot Rats album from Frank Zappa, mm-hmm. and he had a couple solo albums, and my parents had a record of the solo album of Shuggy Otis, and it had like some spots that looked like maybe muddy water, something dark, like sprayed on it. My parents always told me that was heroin from a rig that they were getting ready to shoot up with. And you know how mm-hmm. you got to get the bubbles out of it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you
yeah.
squirt a little out. Like on
yes,
TV.
Yes, I'm hearing
come
you.
Come on, dude. Heroin? No, I'm heroin you.
I'm hearing you.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
So Shuggy Otis,
continue.
Happy birthday. And
I was hanging out with Shuggy, though.
I asked him if that was pop or whatever because I'm a little kid. And they said, no, mm-hmm. it's heroin. So there's some heroin on that album, I guess. I'd like to find that album. I used to have a Shuggy Otis album. Billy Idol's birthday today, too. Can anyone guess?
I stole Shuggy Otis. I was hanging out with him.
Oh, sorry.
After we got done playing pool, because I bet him some money, I said, you go and introduce me to some people if I can make this shot, you know. And so I made the shot. He takes me down to Nolens, where we meet Captain Beefheart, dude.
Don Valette?
Yeah, and
oh, shit.
And that one guy who sang that one song.
Yeah, I know.
Metallica?
No.
No, you know.
I know exactly who you're talking about, but we don't have to.
Whenever anybody says that song, I answer with Metallica. I'm sorry.
No, he sang.
He blew it, so don't tell him.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you can tell him.
You know, the guy from.
I don't want to tell him.
A little more.
I don't want to tell him.
Dr. John.
No, I know. John Rebenek. Mac Rebenek. I know.
Yeah, Dr. John.
He tried out for Frank Zappa's band and didn't make it. Actually played on a little bit on the freak out.
Yeah, he was telling me about that when me and Shuggy went down there.
You know, it's weird that you were hanging out with Shuggy. He's like 23 years older than you, and it's mm-hmm. weird how you guys struck up that friendship in St. Louis, and
mm-hmm.
now he's just, like, nobody knows who Shuggy is. You've never heard of Shuggy. Yeah. Otis, have you,
I didn't recognize him right away,
that's,
man.
That's like the third time
it was
I've
the mutton chops.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Shuggy. Sharing a birthday.
Happy birthday, Shugs.
Anybody can guess how old Billy Idol is, I'll give you a kick in the twat.
Wait a minute.
What if I'm not packing twat?
Well, then I'll kick you in your flagpole.
Ding, ding.
Oh, sorry.
Terry, you promised.
Harvey Danger. I like that song.
I'm going to guess.
Two guesses?
Yes. Well, if you're going to do two,
Then I guess you should let him go first. Jerry,
well,
how old
no,
do you think?
Well, no, I'm saying I want to do what first popped into my head and then like...
An educated guest. Okay, do that. Well, let's let Jerry go first. How old do you think Billy Idol is today?
You could 50 do both
even.
Too.
50 even?
Booyah!
You could do both numbers too.
He is... Oh, I'm not going to tell you yet because... Okay. Is that
he's
your first...
50.
Is that first guess that popped into your head? Or
yeah.
Educated guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's your educated guess when you think about it?
And educated
like,
guess?
Like you think about, well, how old do you think he was when Money came out? Or how old do you think he was when Rebel Yell? Or Dancing With Myself?
Okay, I'm gonna go 50.
Both?
50. Both, yes.
Okay. What's your guess, Dustin?
My first number that popped in my head was 63.
Whoa!
But I was going to
no
be educated.
Way,
I was going to go like 52.
Oh! Your pop into your head guess was the closest between all of yours.
Really?
He's 57.
Huh? Holy shit!
And his lip still rides up like Elvis.
Yeah.
Here we go like, now, yeah. Singing for Nirvana. Yeah. Don't cover your lip.
It's just the same. Yeah, yeah. It's just because I got a Schwarzenegger gap.
You got to do the Rebel Yell.
Okay, now if you had to compare in age, if they were standing right next to each other.
Billy Idol,
Ben Sniller.
Sniller.
He's related to Ben. It's Ben's birthday too, so
Ben, I'm going to go.
How many years difference?
I would go like 47. I would go 10-year difference.
Wow. What do you think?
God, now I think almost.
If they were next to each other?
Yeah, okay. Ben Stiller, Billy
and
Idol.
And I'm looking at them.
How many years difference do you think
if they're standing next to Billy Idol, looks like he's like 80.
Yeah. No, he don't, dude. He looks awesome.
I love him. He's
he is ripped.
He gives
dude.
Me a chub.
I'd say they were damn close to the same age because he's
cyberpunk. He brought
no.
Cyberpunk
if they were next
in.
To
he's
each other,
he's already given his guess.
If they were next to each other, because
he
I
said
Ben
Stiller.
Idol,
yeah, I'm fine.
He
with
said
that.
Ben Stiller's 47,
like 2 years ago, and he looked
say?
Good.
Now think of an educated guess. When did the Ben Stiller show come out? When was he on Saturday Night Live? 1986.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Subliminal. Educated guess, Ben Stiller.
Well, then I'm obviously
don't even say a word.
I can't get nothing right. Just give it to me.
47. Dustin was right. He's 47.
What?
Billy Idol's 57. Yep. 1965.
Did you know?
See, this is what the song that Rob Zombie wrote was
about. How about Keith Richards?
1960.
If you put Keith Richards.
Wow.
That's a great
and
album.
Ozzy Osbourne
That's
next to each
zombie.
Other.
And you'd think there was 20 years difference, but they're probably born on the same day.
Dude, Billy Idol owns a dungeon.
Does he own a dragon?
No. It's not that kind of dragon. It's not that kind of dungeon.
Have you ever owned a dragon?
I've trained one.
Have you ever tamed one?
No. But no, he owns like a dungeon like for... Like playing with
okay,
girls
so those are the
there.
Three celebrity birthdays and four. Geez, this is the longest birthday segment ever. We're gonna go to friends'
I want
birthdays.
A dungeon.
Tony Avila. Tony Avila. Do you know who that is? You recognize?
Yeah, he's
name?
A drummer.
No, he's not. Well, he does drum. He drummed
he's
with DRI.
He's a skateboarder.
No, he's a friend of ours who lives in Portland.
And he never skateboarded.
He skateboards
on Burnside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. There
he
you go.
He plays in a band called General Nasty. He plays in a band called World of Lies. He played drums for DRI on
What's
four
his name
songs.
Again?
Tony.
You oh, remember I know Tony.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. I just don't know if his name has a silent L or if it's a Y.
You know,
I remember he used to carry around, I do believe.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony.
But he used to carry around like a box of local CDs and stuff.
Yes,
and
he
sell
did.
Them because he
now, check out
felt
this awesome
passionately
story.
About spreading the scene around, man. And I always respected that.
Take us back, if you will, 5 years to the year 2007. We're in the city of Eugene, Oregon. My wife and her daughter are down the street at the McDonald Theater watching Queens of the Stone Age play.
Queens of the Reich?
While Domesticide is playing just around the corner at the Samurai Duck with a band from Portland called World of Lies, containing our birthday boy, Tony Avila.
Dude, I love those guys, man.
Okay,
World
so check
Lies,
it
those
out.
Guys are good.
Pat Wambacher, you guys know him.
Legendary
the guy that never answers his phone.
He was the drummer for my band at the time, Domesticide. Our band. It was me and Pat's band, I consider it, not mine. So World of Lies is setting up. I'm eyeballing the drummer thinking, who is that guy?
That is that guy.
He's eyeballing Pat going, who is that guy? He's unloading his drums, which are in drum cases. he looks at Pat again on the sidewalk of 10th and Oak and Eugene, and he pulls the lid off of his bass drum cover and he flips it up. Heimlich method. What do you think's on the inside of his drum cover?
Domesticide sticker.
A victims of internal decay.
Booyah!
Yeah, he's like, Pat? Wayne? What? The drummer from Spawn, which is a band that Victims of Internal Decay used to play with in Portland in 1994, is playing for this band from Portland called World of Lies in 2007. We haven't seen the dude in 10 or 11 years. And they,
13.
They both have their hair cut, so they look like normal douchebags. Sorry.
Why are you pointing at me, man?
You're the short-haired guy in the room. But you never had long hair, so it doesn't work.
What?
You didn't
what?
Have, you didn't have super long hair ever, did you? Did I mean
just
you
cut my hair off last October. October before last.
What about when you had the Fu Manchu mustache? Did you have long hair then? Anyway, long story short, we'll get into that later. Wayne, the drummer from Spawn, who is currently back in Spawn, formerly in Sadistic, Phil from Game Over and Drossera is now playing bass for those guys. They came back together, and it was like, it was magic. Why did I start that story? I don't know. But the music
came. I did not know Phil.
He's playing bass for Spawn. He did. He tried out, and it worked out well, and he thought the material was challenging and old school enough to keep his interest. So,
right on.
You know the guy from
it's awesome for all of them.
From Arachnid, who's playing with Spawn now, that guy, Paul Nichols?
Yeah.
He's out of the state right now on vacation, so they're not going to be doing any shows until at least February, which will give Phil plenty of time to learn all of their songs. So.
Right on.
Tell me in inches how long your hair has to be before you cease to be a douchebag. I'm just curious.
It's better than being the nozzle thingy.
Did you know?
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
you're not
I'm going back.
Thing.
I'm calling back to the stuffing because I saw in the news report that people, because of the recent Twinkie craze, right? Uh-huh. People were making Twinkie stuffing. For the turkey. And what they're doing is they're taking the cream out, right? And then make, you know, using the...
There's got to be an easier way, dude.
And then you take the cream thing and you use that as a glaze on the turkey, the cream centers.
I've never heard of it, but it sounds
yummy.
Have you ever had a deep fried Twinkie?
I haven't.
You have not, Jerry?
I haven't.
They're pretty fucking good. Have you ever
they're
had
better
a deep
than
fried,
a regular Twinkie.
Deep fried Oreos?
Oh.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
That is the best thing ever.
Deep fried Pepsi. Have you ever had that?
No.
No, I had deep fried ice cream before. That was pretty
That's
weird.
Good at a Mexican restaurant? With strawberry drizzle for shizzle my nizzle?
Well, have you had the... Have
you mean
had,
that they put on the cinnamon freaking little...
Have you had the deep fried
triangles,
Coke?
Which roughly translated means pay and get the fuck out.
Have I had what?
Have you had the deep fried Coke?
No, I only talked... I had deep fried cocaine. But I've never tried the deep fried soda.
Coke.
But at the fair, they had deep fried Pepsi and soda. They'd have a little ball of soda, and somehow they...
How? Nah, dude.
No, what they do
it's
is...
It's syrup.
Just, no,
it's the syrup.
Yeah, it's the syrup that they pour on
say
top.
It correctly.
Is it syrup or syrup?
It's syrup. Don't
and
say syrup around me. It's syrup.
It's like... It's like churros or something like that, but they use the batter with like a Coke, or they use Coke in the liquid, and then they cover it with like a Coke syrup.
Mm. Oh, what do you wash that down with?
I don't know. I've never
Pepsi.
Had it.
Pepsi.
I've never had it.
But no Coke, Pepsi.
No tab, you take a Sprite.
I definitely recommend putting a batter on a frozen Oreo and deep frying it.
It is. Dude, it's
what
good.
Happens is the cookie part,
yes,
like inflates and becomes like brownie texture.
Wow! Dude,
so it's like a brownie Oreo.
Do you have to smoke a cigarette when you're done eating it? Is it that good?
Yeah,
dude, you might have to smoke six.
I smoked a bowl and a cigarette,
yeah.
And then after I ate it, I had to whack off and rub one out real quick.
Dude, now, I could make them every day.
Next subject.
Okay.
What's in Hollins' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player?
Have you heard this song yet?
This is our joint.
No, but I like it.
Check it out.
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes!
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes!
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Hey, Holmes.
We're going to find out right now.
Holmes' hair isn't very long.
He's becoming slowly becoming not a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's growing it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep. He's growing
out. Well, I'm in the process of not becoming a douchebag, too.
He's growing out his douchebaggery.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Today he's listening to, and see if you can appreciate this. I don't know if you can or any of you. He's fucking Miles Davis, dude.
What?
Oh, yeah. You talking Witch's Brew?
Kind of Blue. Rhymes. It rhymes with Witch's Brew.
I thought we were just writing a song.
Miles Davis, kind of blue.
Witch's Brew.
Kind of blue. How are you? Now, I'm not familiar. I'm sorry, Hans. I know I won't alienate myself because you fucking wait on bated breath, with bated breath on bended knee. What does he do? He waits for episodes. He was, what do you call it?
Bummed.
Distraught. Yes. Okay. Last week with no new episodes.
Sullen.
So thank you, Hans, for being so sullen. But I'm not big into Miles Davis. Don't know a lot about him. Is anybody
have you ever like
is dyslexia are you not in, contagious?
Are you
I'm
not into
curious.
Him because
yes, it is.
Are you not into him because you've never listened to him? Or
that's
not
the only reason. What I love about this segment called "What's in Hans' CD player?"
Hans,
because every time he says something's in a CD player that I'm not familiar with, I check it out like a fucking library book.
You know what?
That's
or,
good.
Or like Wendy with the snowplow.
That's good, man. Yeah.
Check it out, Wendy.
I really like. I've dove into some Miles Davis because, you know, I mean, jazz is such a big thing that you just got to go with the recognizable names, really, if you want to start getting into it.
Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, but when I was able to download anything on the Zune Pass, I checked out some Miles Davis, some Witch's Brew and stuff, man. And
now, was he a keyboardist?
No, he was a...
vocalist and trumpetist.
I think he was a he played the horn.
He was a blower.
Yeah. I don't remember there being like many vocals going on. There's some good stuff just to get stoned and listen to, man, right there with some fucking Miles Davis and some of that Witch's Brew, man. He just fucking, just some good shit.
Yeah, and I get confused. Miles Davis, I don't think Miles Davis ever worked with Jimi Hendrix, but there was a Buddy Davis that I worked with, that I get confused. But Hendrix has a new unreleased shit coming out. Poop.
That his, no, it's his actually probably song. His sister's been
songs
sitting on for a long time.
Something or his dad
his
that
birthday
hasn't.
Was
hey, did
his
you?
Name.
I watched some Hendrix? Documentary on him and everything, and all that flamboyant stuff that he used to wear and everything.
Yeah,
he went up into the attic and got into the Foot Locker or whatever you want to call it. Right, pulled out all his grandma's frilly stuff from the 30s,
and wore that. Shit.
Yeah,
yeah, made him a star.
It was his grandma's attire,
and it was part of his whole persona. I mean, if you watch it.
Didn't that also spark, like, part of the war of the Sgt. Pepper's whole thing?
I don't know.
Probably. I don't know.
Well, Hendrix also, he also wore army jackets
and could
things
you guys
of that
imagine,
too,
like, okay, today is Friday, whether you know it or not. Happy Friday to you all. Tuesday would have been Hendrix's 70th birthday.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he was 70, what he'd be doing right now?
Oh, man, like, I couldn't even.
He's an old dude.
I don't know.
Well, just imagine, like...
He'd be playing at the fairs going, Foxy Lady.
Just imagine the last four... Just imagine
he might have moved on and made another album. I don't know.
Yeah. imagine his catalog for the whole 43 years.
Yeah.
But think of this, though. I mean, he could have made an incredible catalog in the last 43 years, but he was dead. That's his excuse, right?
Exactly. He's not a slacker.
No. Now, what is Jerry Lewis's explanation?
Hey, lady!
Because he hasn't made a movie since before fucking Hendrix was
Nutty
fucking
Professor.
Popular.
Oh, yeah. He's busy doing those fucking telethons, dude. He's got priorities.
Because the silly faces and that slapstick comedy really petered
it's big
out,
in
man.
French,
I mean, you got to be a little more intellectual.
He never even tried. After like the 60s, though,
you know
never
what?
Even tried
it was
to make
because after him and Dean Martin had a falling out, he just didn't have a fucking.
You know who's
that really?
Mm-hmm. You know Don Knotts, right?
Know that.
Yes, I do. Barney Fife.
Yes,
Furley.
I heard tell that he was a drill instructor in the Marine Corps, but he got
Don Knotts.
Yeah, but he got not kicked out of the Marine Corps, but kicked out of that position because he was too hard on the recruits. Could you imagine? Because you're in a highly disciplined environment, and then you're just like some crazy fuck that likes to make fun of people. And that dude would get up in your face with a Smokey the Bear on and these googly
with
eyes.
With his googly eyes. And his big
shit,
fucking Adam's apple.
And you can do about it, right? And then if you did sound off against him, he'd probably just tear you up, man.
Well, you've seen when he got stern with Jack Tripper or Chrissy and Janet.
Oh, yeah.
And man, he's like...
No
and
shit.
He's got his big lapels on and shit.
Now, I want you... Now, imagine Don Knotts if he would have played the guy, the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket in that movie. Well,
or Major Payne.
You know that particular dude?
Major Payne.
That guy wasn't even supposed
the apple
to be
dumpling
the drill
game.
Instructor. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was brought in...
Lee Ermey Jr.?
Yeah. He was brought in to... coach the guy that was going to be the drill instructor.
Get the
and
fuck
they're like, you know what?
Here.
You're so awesome at it. Forget about this guy. You take it.
Yeah.
You
and
see,
he wasn't an actor, and that's. Yeah.
Well, Clint Eastwood was a postman.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Randy Travis was a dishwasher until he was 40.
He was also a fucking drunk in the street, naked, bloody DUI obtainee just about
like
46 months ago. And he's all. This will last you forever.
This is the thing. Okay, I'm going to go back to sports.
Wait
before
a
we take go out of this.
What's on Terry's turntable and Gatch's junk drawer first? All get right. Your priorities straight.
All right.
Anybody guess what I've been listening to on defunct
wait a minute.
Turntable?
I just
he's cheating.
The Misfits.
We're going to give.
I'm going to say Rat out of the Cellar.
Wow, both great guesses. Which I don't have either one on vinyl, but thanks for trying. Cheap Trick, Heaven Tonight.
Fuck, dude! Wow.
Which has got my Kiss records out, has Surrender. It has Off Wiedersehen, which tells you how to say goodbye in several different languages.
You know, Rick Nielsen, guitarist.
Dude, I saw them in a bar 3 years ago down in San Bernardino, and they fucking nailed it.
You know what? Not in the nothing sexual, but fuck you.
Oh, I'm so. It was killer, dude.
I wish I 100 times wish I could have saw Cheap Trick, and if I ever get a chance to, I will spend $50.
I had my last chance to see Kiss and Makeup this summer, and I had to work. I was so fucking pissed.
I heard Rick Nielsen at one time had like over 900 guitars.
I'm sure he has more than that. And,
well,
and
I think
I
sold a lot of them because I read him in a guitar magazine one time that he said that he would walk into a room and he would see a guitar and go, holy shit, I didn't even know I owned that.
Now, if he has a guitar with five necks, does that count as five or one?
Oh, that's one probably.
That thing how is many huge. Do you put on there before you stick a training wheel on that fucker, dude?
Just it's got to weigh like
you down like fucking Mr.
Yeah,
T.
Yeah, it's
got to
be
jewelry,
like 80
you know?
Pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny that you'd say Kiss.
How many different tunings do you need on one guitar?
I don't know nothing about guitars.
But I was denied. I was denied the fact of seeing Cheap Trick in 1978 opening for Kiss at the fucking Paramount.
Oh, dude, that
would have
been fucking awesome.
I was 10 years old, and me and my friend Bobby Jordan, Val Movements podcast. Shout out to you guys, valmovements.net. We were going to go, but my parents thought that they were a little too hardcore pyrotech. Actually, I think now that I think about it, sorry, parents, if you're listening, it wasn't your fault at all. The venue canceled because Kiss had too big of a pyrotechnic stage show for the Paramount Theater. So
damn
thanks
it.
To those fucking assholes. I never got to
why
see
can't
Cheap
you
Trick.
Tone down the fucking pyrotechnics so that your fans could actually hear you? There's gotta come on.
What's in Gatch's drunk door?
Do you have?
Why am I drunk?
All right. Well,
what's in Gatch's drunk?
Wait,
whore.
Before we move on to there, do you have? Could you imagine writing a song yourself?
I could
not.
Hmm.
That crazy. Would utilize that. Five necks.
No, that's just for show, bro. That was totally
no. But
rhyming.
You could. You let's say. Let's
you,
break
how
it
long
down.
Does
wait
your fucking
let's
arm bro- have to
let's,
be?
Wait a minute. Let's break it down. You got a bass and you got a regular tuned guitar, right? And then you'd have maybe like an open E for a slide, right?
Yeah, but the one
you got this really long
and then you'd maybe have
pick.
An acoustic one, right?
The
you'd
one
maybe
that,
have an acoustic.
Yeah, but I've never no, you couldn't have an acoustic.
It's acoustic
as part of as part of a multi-necked guitar that was electric, I don't believe. But possibly, I don't know. But here's what I'm saying, a five-neck guitar, you're not going to use that for five different tunings, you're going to use that to look awesome.
Yeah. Because you would need to have five different parts of a song.
Now you've got the double necked
Gibson.
Are they
all going through the same amp?
That, yes, because it plugs right in with one plug.
Yeah.
It's one guitar with five necks.
So
and
how,
five
how
sets
do
of
all
pickups.
Them pickups work? It's just all wired in there?
Yep, it's just all wired in there.
Gotcha.
And kind of like a morphed out version of Jimmy Page's Gibson with a 12 string on the top and
it's a guitar centipede.
Yeah, and Geddy Lee from Rush has a bass
and a six-string guitar.
Yeah. To where and he works the foot.
What about
so
the
when
ukulele,
he goes
dude,
to
that's...
when Alex Lifeson goes to a solo, Geddy Lee goes to rhythm guitar and bass with his fucking feet. That's how I watched a Rush thing from 2010 or 11 concert. Dude, those guys are awesome.
They're so clean and
dude,
so
perfect.
Tight.
Just like the record. And yeah. It's just like ridiculous. And I don't care who doesn't like Rush. Fuck you.
I used
Rush
to hate them. Awesome. And my roommate said, today you're going to love them.
Yeah.
Did and I said, all right. He goes, I'm putting in this album, which was 2112, which is fucking awesome. He goes, you're going to listen to this fucking album and you're going to love it. You understand? And so I said, okay. And so I listened to the whole thing and I said, dude, it's a story about the future. And he's like, duh. I said, I love it, dude. I fucking love Rush now.
My friend always,
it's 100 years from now.
My friend always hated the Beatles until I lent him an album.
Which one did you lend him?
Mylanta?
I can't remember. The probably Sergeant Pepper.
Revolver, dude! Bah!
He hated Ween, too, until he heard the right album.
I turned my little brother on. We were partying at the time, living in the same place, to Nirvana, right, when it come out. On Griffin. They were really putting themselves out there. Right? It's fucking different. Whatever. And I heard it, and I'm like, yeah, so I bought it. And I played it, and he turns it off. He says, don't play that shit at our party. And put on some AC/DC, because everybody, I mean, it's...
Everybody
can drink beer and listen to AC/DC. That's not a problem. And then a month later, right? This is a summer of like 91 or 90.
Yeah, Razor's Edge.
Right in then. And so he puts on, dude, listen to this. And I'm like, yeah, that's Nirvana. He goes, oh, it's fucking awesome. I said, that's the same fucking album I tried to play a month ago. And you said, no way, man.
It wasn't cool then, bro.
Yeah.
I know how that goes. I'm always
that's
on
a great note to end on out of Nirvana Rocks.
Yeah, you guys, I'd like to sit here and talk all night, but it's the weekend and I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Fresh pots!
We're going to make some coffee. We're going to lock Jerry in the garage and we're going to make him come back on Monday for our Monday show, whether he likes it or not, because now I'm going to be drunk all weekend.
I'm out of alcohol, so we're good.
Oh, I'm going to get more.
Yeah,
no problem.
Jaeger Funnel.
Thanks to Floyd again. Go check him out on the 15th at the Dixie Creek Saloon, opening for his own band, Sick Man and Strange Dichotomy. You know Floyd McCulloch from Forest Hills Fall?
I don't. Sounds like a cool guy.
He wrote this song, and well, actually Dustin wrote some of the lyrics and the bass line. He made it into our theme song.
Mm-hmm. It's so good, dude.
Yep. It is. It's smooth. And when we played it for Carl, he said, are you guys going to try to fuck me now?
Relaxes me.
So thanks for listening,
yeah,
you guys.
It's a date.
It's like you could dance to this with flip-flops. It's fucking great.
You guys
Nobody
have an awesome weekend.
Flip-flops.
Go out and do something fun this weekend.
Like dancing in flip-flops.
Yeah, go dance in flip-flops and suck on some big cocks. See what Jägermeister makes you say?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being here, Jer.
Yeah, man. We'll see you on Monday.
I'll call you. I'm going to call you Murphy.
Rock on.
God damn it, Murphy.
Godzilla.
Metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, what's going on? You want to do something fun? Of course you do. Aren't you tired of hearing me say this every time? Just listen to me and do what I say. If you were lucky enough to get tickets for the Trailer Park Boys, that's Thursday, November 29th. It's been sold out for a long time, but Leahy and Randy will be there too. So maybe you could try to get some scalped tickets for the Trailer Park Boys Thursday, November 29th in Portland at the Performing Arts Center. And also Thursday, if you didn't get your tickets for that, you should go to Sub-Zero in Corvallis. Dave Wilson and the Willamette Valley local music scene is putting on a show with Kingdom Under Fire and American Roulette, both bands from Portland, pretty strong metal bands. And Bikini will be opening the show. I think that's 18 and over. It's $5 if you're between 18 and 21, and it's $2 if you're over 21 because they're expecting you to drink it up. So do that on Thursday. And then Friday, it's Blake's birthday bash with 30-pound test, We Have Guns, and Awake. It's at the Tiger Bar in Portland. 21 and over, $6 at the door, and it starts at 9 p.m. That's going to be a rager. Saturday, December 1st, at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got Hive Tyrant, Dirt Clawed Fight, and Sons of Dirt. And Sean Shock made a kick-ass poster for that one, so check that out on Facebook. That's a 9 p.m. show as well. It's free, and you got to be 21 to get into the Dixie. Also at the Dixie the next Saturday, December 8th, it's Ninth Moon Black, Witchasaurus Hex, Grief Hammer, and Die Like Gentlemen. Two weekends of doom metal at the Dixie. Woohoo! Another 9 o'clock show, 21 and over, and it's free to get in. Oak Street Speakeasy is hosting an incredible show on Friday, December 14th with Corrosion of Conformity, Yob, and Saviors. It's 21 and over. I don't have any details yet. I've been seeking them out, but they are eluding me. I don't know about tickets or anything like that, so we'll keep you posted. And if you're not interested in that, then come on over to Corvallis that night. It's Friday, December 14th as well at the Whiteside Theater. 30-pound Test will be opening for Floater. That's an all-ages show. Tickets are $20. I think 21 something with the service charge. The next night, Saturday, December 14th, it's the Green Room's Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show. It's a PG-13 style clean comedy show with Leanne Jashaway. I will be there doing my first all clean set with Seth Milstein, and hopefully I'll be able to talk better than I can right now. There's going to be other clean comics there as well. Details are coming soon as far as time and cost and all that. But it's a Saturday night at the Green Room in Eugene. And if you can't make it to that, come down to the Dixie Creek Saloon because we've got Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, is playing down there at the Dixie with Strange Dichotomy. And their special opening act is Floyd McCulloch. I hope I'm saying that right. Old JR is playing his first acoustic set ever, so come down to the Dixie and check that out. And then December 26th, Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with Seth Milstein. He's going to give me a set there, and we'll have more details on that. But that's plenty of stuff for you guys to go check out and do. You got something for me?
December 22nd, the Gatch Game at the Dixie.
Holy shit, why isn't that on my list?
Come out and be a contestant. We'll need some people to come out and be a contestant, win some prizes. You could, panelists yourself, yeah. And Dana. And
Murphy.
Jerry.
And Dave.
Dave, Westy, and Lance.
And you can answer questions like, you might be surprised, but Bernice puts her blank on before she gets in the shower. I don't think it was Bernice.
What? No, it was Judith, I think.
Judith, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't
the definitive
remember the rest
answer,
of it. I could only remember the name.
Strap on. But now the plug section has turned into a podcast. So thanks for listening and go see some shows, you mother effers. Peace out.
TagCastPodcast.com.